once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the wonderful, incredible nation of the United States of America. And I greet you from the wonderful state within the U.S. of Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, Mississippi. Incredible state, incredible people. You know, it's as I travel to and fro in this nation, as God has us going to and fro and praying over this land and praying and destroying demonic works that have been set up over this land, and also praying for this nation. You know, God is stirring that in our hearts, stirring within His people to engage in the fight, the spiritual fight for this land. You know, the devil has been targeting and working towards the destruction of America for a long time, because the U.S. has been a place, it's been a godly stronghold. It's been a place where the Spirit of God has been welcome. It has been a place where truth has been welcome. It has been a place where people have wanted to live by the principles of God. And that's why the devil has worked very, very hard to try to destroy that foundation. You know, you go to other countries around the world. The wheat and the tares grow together all over this world. Yes? Yes, they do. I mean, that's going to go till the very end. But in that process of the wheat and the tares growing together, there are places in the world that... leadership within those places over time and over history, and even the Spirit of God working with those places, that there has been godly standards, godly principles that have been held up. You know, I've been to some nations in this world where truth has not been a foundational principle, where honesty, morality, you know, those have not been foundational principles. Look, things go on in every country and every nation, right? Yes, right. Okay, but there are places in the world where there are foundational principles that are part of the fabric of those places, of those countries. And you can see the blessing of the Lord upon a nation when the foundation has been built on Him, or when the foundation has had His principles built in as part of the fabric of a particular nation. And the places where they've not had that, the places where they've been built on a lie, or been built on deception, or been built on something else, you can see the impact on those nations when it comes down to the people, when it comes down to their health, when it comes down to their financial prosperity, when it comes down to you know, the way that they relate to each other, when it comes down to the strength of the family and the family unit, which incidentally, when you grow up in a strong family, and you have that foundation under you, you can springboard off of that into so many other things. When you don't have a strong foundation with a family, you end up having a lot of cleanup later on in life, and a lot of things that have to be set right and put right. And, you know, God is able to do that. But, you know, when somebody has a strong foundation, you just got something more to go with. And that's why the devil works so hard to destroy families. That's why so many of you guys that are listening to me right now, you come from broken homes. You know, you come from difficult family situations. You come from that. Look, that's the devil's strategy. The devil wants to destroy the family and the family unit. That's why you got to fight for it. That's why you have to fight for your godly inheritance, for your life, for your family's life. Because you got to understand that the devil works to destroy you as an individual, you as a family, you as a town, you as a city, you as a state, you as a nation. The devil works to destroy those godly constructs, and to isolate, to divide, to strip, to pollute, to see, look, if the enemy can break down your morality, for example, if you don't live by the truth of the word, then you become weak. You become, your foundation is broken. And then when you're broken up like that, You are in the spiritual realm. All kinds of things kind of come and go from your life because there's no walls to protect you. The scriptures say that a man without self-control is like a city with no walls. It's in Proverbs. When a person has no self-control, then whatever wants to come and go from that person's life in the spiritual realm, in the demonic particularly, it just comes and goes from that person because that person is a slave to sin, is a slave to their lust, is a slave to whatever it is that wants to jump in and out of them. There is nothing there stopping it. Consciences are seared. There's no barrier, there's no block. And that's why, too, so many of the people that rise to the ranks in the demonic system and in the world system are people like that, because the devil wants to be able to jump in and out of them whenever he pleases. That's why part of the initiation process into the world system is sexualizing you. You know, they want to do that because then they can access you. They can plug you in. You're connected. You've got that silver cord connected to you that they can manipulate you and use you and jump in and out of you whenever they feel like it. Jesus Christ sets people free from that bondage, from that slavery, from that being enslaved to do the will and the work of the world and the world system. Jesus Christ sets you free because that is bondage, that is slavery, that leads to death and destruction of you and everybody else around you. Everybody that you care about, everybody that you love, even, look, even the worlders, even the evil people care about what happens to their children. You care about what happens to those that would come after them. They do. You know, because in part because they're an extension of themselves and they love themselves. But listen, when you go the way of the world, your family's cut off. The people that you love are cut off. When you go the way of righteousness, you and your household shall be saved in Jesus' name. You and your household will be saved in Jesus' name. That was what Paul spoke over the jailer's life in Acts chapter 16. That's what God speaks over your life. When you bow before the King of Kings, not before a man, but before the King of Kings, and you say, Lord God, help me. Lord God, save me. Lord God, you, Jesus, help. I turn to you. God will do that in you. Listen, without the Spirit of the living God at work in your life, you don't have what you need. But with the Spirit of God working in your life, you have all that you need. You have all that you need to accomplish incredible exploits. Listen, throughout history, throughout the Word, whenever you look in the Bible, one thing you can see and you can know, when you look in the Scriptures and you see time and time and time again, God's people were outnumbered, outgunned, overwhelmed by the force of the enemy, and yet God showed up and they won. God shows up and we win. That's the point of so many of the stories that are there. David, outgunned by Goliath in the natural. Gideon, outgunned by the enemy in the natural. Samson, outgunned by the enemy in the natural. The children of Israel going into the promised land, outgunned by the enemy in the natural. Jesus walking through this life outgunned by the enemy in the natural. But our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle is not waged in the natural. The natural is an extension of what's going on in the spirit, and our fight is in the spirit, and you got to get your spiritual eyes on. This day, in Jesus' name, you got to realize that that is where the fight is. It bears itself out in the natural, but it starts in the realm of the Spirit. And in the realm of the Spirit, you know what? You win. In the realm of the Spirit, you can call those things that are not as though they were, as the Spirit of God works in and through you in Jesus' name. You do not have to live the way that you used to live. You do not have to be what you once were. You do not have to experience the same reality that you've had for years and years and decades in your life. It does not have to be your reality going forward. In Jesus' name, things change. In Jesus' name, your life changes. And as you focus on His Word, as you focus on His promises, as you focus on the things of God manifest in your life. That's why the devil works to get you to focus on something else. Because if he can get you to focus on something else, you will not have the promise and the plan of God for your life. You will have what the enemy intends for your life, which is to rob, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus Christ came that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus didn't want you just to be alive, just to exist, just to be saved. No, He wanted you to live. He wanted you to live. He wanted you to rise up. He wanted you to be like Him in the earth. Everywhere that the child of God walks, He does exploits. Everywhere that the child of God walks, he and she walk in truth, in light, in the peace, in the presence of God. You are that child of the living God. You are that son. You are that daughter of the living God. You are the one intended to walk in that truth. Listen, there is no quarter for the enemy. This seeker-friendly Christianity's got to go. Jesus was not seeker-friendly. Jesus spoke the truth, and He destroyed the works of the devil. And people that wanted truth and wanted to be free rallied to Him. And there were times where that truth was hard, and they couldn't take it, and they walked away. But that truth remained true. Jesus never changed who He was to fit for other people. Jesus never tried to become something that He was not. Jesus came into this light, into this world as a light, as the guide, as the truth. And those that wanted truth in their hearts, they came to Him. Listen, the reason that you listen here is because you want truth. You want light. You want peace. You want the will of God to be manifest in your life and those around you. You do not want to see the works of the devil go forward in this world. But you know what? I'll tell you something. You have power. You have power that's been put in you. You can pray and things change. Elijah was a man just like us, and he prayed and things changed. He shut down entire nations by his prayer. That's why they're so afraid of the prayer of the true saint of the living God. The sold out to the living God, 100%, no compromise with the world, 100% on track with God. Lord, your will, your way, your plan, your purpose. That's the prayer that they're afraid of. That person that prays. Because you know why? When that person prays, things change. One plus God is always in the majority. In His system, in His kingdom. One plus God always trumps the works of the devil. You plus the Spirit of God will always win. Always. Just give no quarter for the devil. Neither give him place. Listen, the enemy will come against your mind. The enemy will come against you in every way that he possibly can to try to keep you from tapping into what God intends for you. But you walk in that truth. You walk in the Spirit of the living God. You do the will of God and trust Him. And when the enemy comes against you, pray. When the enemy comes against you, pray in Jesus' name. Speak the Word in Jesus' name. You need to let this thing can't be religious. All right? It can't be religious. It's got to be real. It can't be religious. It's got to be real. Truth has to be real in your own heart. Something in you's got to get angry. It's got to get angry when you see the works of the devil going on around you. It's got to get angry in you when you see what the devil does to lives and to people and the way that he tries to twist truth, and something in you should be rising up and saying, no, enough. Enough. Something in you should rise up and say, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father God, destroy the works of the devil. You know, David, when he would speak and when he would write in the Psalms, he'd say, Lord, kill him. Kill him. Kill the wicked. Slay the wicked. He didn't have any place for them. Listen, for the worlders, their entire focus, once they've sold themselves out into that system, their entire focus is the destruction of light and truth. And if they get their way, they destroy everything, including themselves. Because if the light is not here, there's no reason for this anymore. It's just darkness. The whole thing implodes. For their sake, even, and even they don't even understand it, truth and light has to go forward. Righteousness needs to rise up. Peace needs to go forward. The standard of truth should be set forth. There is no place for the works of the devil in the kingdom of God. We destroy them in Jesus' name. You know what? When you read the scriptures and you see the prophecies that are fulfilled, when this whole thing's done, when this whole thing is done, light goes forward. When this whole thing is done, light goes forward and peace and power. And the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Ah, Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. I pray that the will of God, the plan and the purpose of God is manifest in your life. I pray that God's purpose rises up in your heart. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Peace. Power. Presence. The Spirit of the living God. Rise up within you. Be what God made you to be. And trust Him. Raise up His Word. Read His Word. Pray. Pray and praise God. As you praise God, you're going to see light break forward in your darkest hours, your most difficult times. And trust Him. God's with you. God bless you. Hey, we love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can reach us through our Facebook page. Check out the YouTube channel, too. There's some little things coming up there every now and then. Hey, we love you guys. Drop us a mail. Say hi. Talk to you soon. God bless you.